has always been celebrated for its excellence, but there's a live fun drive show we're putting on at Public Domain 633 Portage Avenue on Friday, February the 13th. It's a heavily absurd dance floor catharsis with Cookie Delicious, Cola Cola Pop, and Four Stunt. $15 at the door. Show at 8 p.m.
Welcome to Square Wave. My name is Dustin, and with me today is my good friend, Jodry. How are you doing today, Jodry?
I'm good, Dusty. How are you doing today, sir?
Fantastic. You know, I'm always happy to be on the airwaves of CKUW right here in Winnipeg. It's a special week this week because it is our Fun Drive show. And as you know, Square Wave, we are all about the video game music here this hour and making sure that we pay our respects to the greatness that came in decades past, mostly in the 80s and 90s. You know where my tastes lie.
That's right.
And we will get into that a little bit. But most of the focus this hour is, of course, going to be on the great station that we have here in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM, and it is Fun Drive. It is the time that we ask the listeners to show their support for the best radio station in Winnipeg. So over the next hour, you and me, Jodry, will be, giving, just reminding people of the many reasons that CKUW earns each donation. And, you know, if the listeners agree, hopefully we can convince them that Square Wave is the show to donate for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd love to see some more donations for Square Wave this year.
Yes, well, last year we did pretty well, and I want to make a special shout out to everybody last year who donated to this show. Thank you so much. And everybody who donated last year, we ended up hitting our goal last year, which was $60,000, just sliding home. We didn't even hit $60,100. We didn't. But you know what? We had 700 individual donors, and this year we have a goal, which is $60,000 once again, but this time we want to get 1,000 individual donors.
Ooh.
So lots of room for some newcomers, some first-time donors to step up to the plate and hit one home for CKUW.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to see some new donations and some returning favorites as well. So, we want everyone to, tune in and listen into today's episode. We got a real special one for you. We're happy to always support the Fun Drive, and this year is no exception. We got some really cool goodies for you today.
Agreed. Now, this is going to be our fourth year doing Fun Drive together. You and I will have done four of these after this year. Mm-hmm. And you should be proud of that because you've been great help. And yeah, these are always lots of fun. We have a great time. But what do we do each year? Of course, we play a game. That's right. I challenge you to this very simple game mechanic. And it is whatever your donation is now, whatever you're comfortable with donating, I'm going to ask you a series of questions about video game music.
Okay.
And I'm going to play songs for you, and it'll be your job to answer the question. And if you get it wrong, then I want you, as part of the game, to up your donation. Whatever it is that you're comfortable with going up. I'm not telling you how much. I'm just saying those are the breaks. That's the rules. Mm-hmm. Do you accept my challenge?
I accept your challenge with a full heart, and I'm ready to give. Bring it on. What game are we playing this year, Dusty?
So as you know, the game changes each year, and this year I'm not asking you to tell me anything about what is the music, like anything about the technical aspects of it. I'm just going to be asking you about vibes.
Okay.
So here are the rules. I'm going to play a song for you, and it's your job to tell me, is this a song from a fire stage of a video game, an ice stage, or is it from a boss fight? And that's it.
Ooh,
those are the three options.
Three
fire
options.
Stage, ice stage, or boss fight.
Okay.
And you tell me. So you want to do one right now?
Yeah, sure. This should be easy.
Should be easy. We'll see about that. All right, here it is on Square Wave, this first track of this Fun Drive challenge.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Dustin, and with me, as always, during the Fun Drive weeks, is my good buddy, Jodry Clayton. Thank you for joining me again, Jodry.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Always awesome to be back on the Fun Drive.
Now, we are playing a game, and that was not just a song for you to enjoy, although it was an enjoyable song. Mm-hmm. That was, of course, Gangplank Galleon from the game Donkey Kong Country for the Super Nintendo, composed by David Wise. What an incredible composer to be able to get that out of the Super Nintendo. Now, the game is, of course, is that a fire stage, an ice stage, or a boss fight, boss stage? You tell me, Jodry, what does that fall under? What does that song sound like to you?
Going on vibes. It's a vibe check here today. So I'm getting boss vibes out of this one here. I'm gonna say, is this a boss level?
That's right. Yeah, you know, it starts with that sort of a shanty. I guess we would say, what is like the accordion almost sound at the beginning? It sounds very much like a pirate sort of theme.
Okay, and
that's the game, especially K. Rool, has that sort of a vibe to him in that. And yes, it is the King K. Rool fight in Donkey Kong Country. So great job on
that one. Yeah.
Now, that challenge was, of course, for upping your donation. If you got it wrong, I wanted you to up your donation. I challenge all the listeners as well to play along at home as we go through our hour. Up your donation if you get any of these wrong. We'll be going through them one at a time over the next 45 minutes or so, 50 minutes or so. But, of course, the focus is Fun Drive, and the Fun Drive is all about raising donations for the station that we love and the station that we have our show on. Mm-hmm. What is it, Jodry?
Well, yes, you're listening to Square Wave on CKUW, and this year's Fun Drive back as always. And yeah, Fun Drive is a great time. It's the one time a year that the station reaches out to its listeners and asks them to help keep the lights on around here. We're asking for donations. We're asking for contributions to help keep the station as awesome and commercial free as it is. Everyone really loves CKUW for what it is. And we're going to talk about CKUW and how awesome it is and all the different parts and how it interacts with the community and all the great parts about it. And so, yeah, so the Fun Drive is the one time of year that we're asking for our listeners to help us keep the lights on around here, keep CKUW as awesome as it always is.
100%. The phone number where you can make your donation is 204-774-6877. Stick that one in your mind, 204-774-6877. Or if you're more of a text person, then I have the easiest way to donate. You do not have to talk to a soul. You just type into your browser on your phone or your computer, ckuw.ca/donate. And that'll walk you through every step you need to do to donate. And you can even set up a payment plan there. You can also check out all of the great incentives that we'll be talking about over this next hour. But let me tell you one of the main reasons. Actually, I've got a whole list of reasons why CKUW is worth your donation. And I'm going to start with a layup. Are you ready, Jodry?
All right, lay it on me.
CKUW has the programs that you love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It has this show. It has Square Wave. It has Square Wave, and Square Wave is a video game music history show that you cannot find anywhere else. It was born here, so to speak. I mean, originally my mind, I guess, but you know, and it has a unique flavor that pays homage to the artists and the technology, the equipment that we used to make some of the most exciting songs of the 80s and 90s, if you ask me. And of course, we do get into more recent stuff, although that's fewer and farther between. And the other thing, and I want to touch on this, is how diverse we get on this show. We really do not play your Marios, your Zeldas, your Final Fantasies.
That's right.
We make sure we're going digging in the crates. You know what I mean? We're going deep in these games to get you the songs that you may not have heard, but are always exciting and really highlighting what makes video game music so special, at least in my opinion. Now, it doesn't just have Square Wave here on CKW. No. There's also Democracy Now!, which is a fantastic show. It's not made here in Winnipeg. It's not a local show, and I will talk about the local aspects of the station, but it is a very popular show, and it's something that is not very common to hear the perspectives on Democracy Now!, and we play that every morning here, every weekday morning, and we were the first station in Canada to do that, and I'm proud of that show because it is exciting, it is a cool show, it's a great one to listen to, but there's so much more local content that's also worthy of your attention, of course. Boots and Saddle, one of the most amazing folk and bluegrass music. There's Amateur Hour, which has Kent Davies just pulling out all the stops, finding the most insane and somehow great music that I've ever heard. And of course, System Kids, my old show, which I hosted for 10 years, brings perspectives and voices from youth in care onto the airwaves from right here in the streets of Winnipeg all the way into your radio. You cannot get this anywhere else. CKW has the programs you love, and that's why it's worthy of your donation.
That's right. And so you guys can donate to these awesome shows. Call us at 204-774-6877. We've got a really friendly staff here ready to take your call and accept your donations on a payment plan that works for you. You can call and tell them, hey, who sent you? You know, we'd love to hear some Square Wave donators come in. But, you know, if we got other listeners right now on other shows and you got a favorite show out there, yeah, let them know. It's great to vote with your contributions and let the station know what shows you guys like and what you want to hear more of. We love hearing that people are donating because they heard us on Square Wave and they want to hear more Square Wave. So call us now. That number again is 204-774-6877.
Al, thank you so much, Jordy, and I love hearing that, but you know what I love hearing even more? You answer my quiz about video game music.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Are you ready for the next round in our game, which if you do not successfully guess it, will cost you to up your donation, whatever.
I'm upping my donation. That's right.
Okay, all right. Here it is. So you have to identify whether this is a song from a fire stage, an ice stage, or a boss fight from a video game. Okay, you ready?
All right, I'm ready, and listeners, play along.
Here we go. Thank you. Welcome back to Square Wave. Right here on CKW 95.9 FM. It is Fun Drive, February of the year 2026. Can you believe it?
Yeah, holy cow. Time
the
is
years,
flying.
The years are flying by. You know, kidding.
Sure are.
They melt off the calendar.
Yeah, man. Just feels like last week was the last Fun Drive. It's crazy.
It sure does. And it will be back again next week. Don't forget, we'll be back here next week. In fact, we'll be live next week. This is a pre-record. Now, as excited as I am about that, I am excited about you having to play my little game. So the challenge this year is, of course, is that song that we just heard, is that an ice song, a fire song, or a boss fight song? And those the songs come from video games, of course. It's Square Wave, and that's what we do here.
I had it going back and forth in my head a couple times there. But I'm leaning towards Ice Stage.
It's a nice Ice Stage. That is Ice Cap Zone Act 2 from Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I know you remember that one. I know you remember
that yes.
one.
Oh, yes. I played a lot of Sonic 2. Not so much 3, but I do remember parts of it. That's for sure.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay, well, thank you for playing along. And if you, listener, are playing along at home too, and you weren't able to successfully identify which of those it was, I encourage you to up your donation, as those are the rules. Make sure that you do get in your donation during this hour. And let me tell you one of the reasons why you might want to donate to CKW. There are many reasons that you should donate for, but this is just one that you might want to do. Now, CKW has the diversity that you've been missing on other stations. It's true. There is an eclectic mix of music here on this station. We have everything wall-to-wall, like wall-to-wall carpet, we have in music. Mm-hmm. We've got jazz shows. We've got metal shows. We've got trance music. We've got hip-hop. And of course, we have video game music from the 80s, which is just the best musical diet that I could possibly think of.
Oh, yeah.
And we bring that to you every day, 7 days a week, right here on your dial, waiting for you, always creating new content from real people. You know, these are authentic voices that you hear on the air on CKUW. Mm-hmm. These are real stories. And this is the heart of our station, is all the programming is done by real life human beings who actually care about the material that they are bringing to the airwaves for you. That's the heart of the station. And we're not personalities, we're just people, right? We're just people who live in your community. We're just people who are just like you. Wouldn't you agree, Jodry? Weren't you one of those?
I'm one of those people.
Merely a few years ago.
That's right. After the surgery, I'm one of those people. Yeah. I agree. There's lots of great local music here on CKW. Lots of local bands. And I love hearing some of the DJs talk about and interview some of these bands, either that are local to Winnipeg, or like you coming through and just hearing about local shows that are going on at the bars and at the venues that I frequent anyway. So I love tuning in and hearing what's coming through my town, what's going on, and what's local.
You hit exactly the next thing that I wanted to highlight in terms of what makes CKW's programming so great, and that is the local first approach. Mm-hmm. It has always been this way, and it will always be this way. That is what helps make the station so successful. It's why you can't get what we offer anywhere else. And it goes without saying, but you know, we are not a private radio station, not owned by some American conglomerate.
Right. No one's telling us what we got to play.
That's right. In fact, we don't even have advertisers for this very reason.
Yeah, no commercials here. It's all 100% content from the creators, unfiltered. And it's, it's really authentic. It's awesome.
And our music and our ideas, they're not found in the mainstream, right? They're not something that you can just turn on a CBC and get. These perspectives are right here on your radio waiting for you at any time. Just tune in. You know how to do it. It's right here on your radio, or it's online. And it's as simple as that. You are listening to some brand new, amazing local content that's diverse and always new. That is why CKW offers such great programming, and it's why it's worth your money when you choose to support CKW at Fun Drive.
That's right. Yeah. So I want all my listeners out here that love original programming, that love like the local content here, I want to hear your voices. I want to call us right now at 204-774-6877. Once more, that's 204-774-6877. Give us a call. We got some volunteers here waiting to take your call and work out a payment plan that works for you. Yeah, highly recommend giving us a shout and yeah, contributing to keep local music around and keep CKUW as awesome as it is.
Absolutely true. And don't forget about the ckuw.ca/donate option if you're more online inclined.
That's right.
And with that said, Jodre, I think it's a great time to do another round of our game, eh? Wouldn't you say?
All right. Yeah, I could take another level. Let's do it.
Here we go. All right. The game that we're playing this year is you have to tell me whether this song is from a fire stage, a ice stage, or a boss stage in a video game. And if you get it wrong, then the expectation is that you up that donation, son. You ready?
That's right. Yep, I'm ready.
Here it is. Classic. On Square Wave. CKW 95.9. Back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was another classic from none other than David Wise. That was, again, another Super Nintendo track just for you, Jodry. That one from Donkey Kong Country 2. Now, I want you to identify for me whether that was an ice stage, a fire stage, or a boss stage. And it's your job to tell me. And if you get it wrong, of course, the payment is you have to up your donation for CKUW. What is your answer?
Yeah. So I think that was a pretty hot and spicy track. So I'm going to guess that that was a fire stage.
It was indeed a hot and bubbling fire stage. That Ooh. One is called Hothead Bop. And it is from that classic DKC2 soundtrack that I mentioned just a moment ago. So if you like that, that soundtrack is honestly filled with some of the best music ever. And that song, as good as it is, it's like fifth, sixth best on the soundtrack. Maybe it's like not close to the best. Stickerbrush Symphony is on there, as well as I think Aquatic Ambience. No, Aquatic Ambience from the first game, but just incredible music on that second soundtrack. Make sure you check it out if you haven't, if you're not familiar.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Maybe on a future Square Wave episode.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's already on a previous one. I don't know.
Let me think, actually. I did do a show on David Wise, actually. I did do
Yeah, Donkey I remember Kong Country.
That. Yeah. And yeah. The funny thing is, and I this is something I didn't know as when I started researching for that show, is that Donkey Kong Country 3 has a different composer. I did know that, but I did not know that during the Game Boy Advance re-release of Donkey Kong Country 3, David Wise came back and recorded or produced, arranged rather, original tracks for that game, like coming back to visiting it 10 years later and seeing what he could work out of the Game Boy Advance sound chip. So fascinating stuff there.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it didn't have the staying power that some of the other tracks that I mentioned do, in my opinion, but it is a fascinating musical note in video game music history for sure.
Oh, definitely. Oh, that's very cool.
And those are the kind of fun things that you can learn on my show.
That's right. Yeah, so tune in, listeners.
Right here on CKW 95.9 FM. And of course, it is Fun Drive this week, and we are all about raising money, asking our listeners to donate their money for the CKW station that we love, this one right here, 95.9 FM. But I do want to derail things just a little bit if I can.
Okay.
All right, Jodri. I know you read the news, right?
Oh, yeah. I frequent the news.
You've been there. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch the news. Yeah. Got the articles and the RSS feeds all the way.
Well, then no doubt you caught this story from January 28th, 2026. It's from the CBC, and it's titled, Manitoba Institute of Trades and Technology is closing after international student enrollment drops. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard they dropped, what was it, 55% or something like that? Some big, huge number. So.
Yeah, 55% year-over-year reduction in students.
Oof, yeah, that's rough. So, I did hear about that, and that's truly unfortunate. I got a friend that works over there. And,
it's heartbreaking.
Yes.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah, I think there were like 150 staff were all given this message at a staff meeting, like just a little over two weeks ago. Yuck. Yep. In January?
Nasty stuff.
Yuck.
Oof. Yeah, and you hate to hear that in your inbox.
No kidding. So this reduction in international student enrollment is not just affecting MITT. It's affecting other schools in the province and all over Canada as well. And, I don't have any special information here. I'm not privy to what goes on behind closed doors. I'm not even a student. But those schools may also be experiencing, we'll say, revenue hardships.
Mm-hmm.
So totally unrelated to that, did you know that CKUW predates the University of Winnipeg?
Really?
Yes, it is true. This station, CKW, what you're listening to right now, yes, it is the UW radio station, of course, but the roots go back a few years before that to United College in 1963, 4 years before it received its charter and became, the UW.
Mm. That's pretty cool. That's a long time ago.
It is. You know that we've been around for more than 60 years. We've been on the radio dial, on the FM dial, rather, for 25 of those years. And, if there's something that this tells me, it's somewhat kind of reassuring because there will always be uncertainty in the world, I think, especially
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, you could say that again.
There will always be these changes. There are going to be changes close to home. There's going to be changes across the country. There's going to be changes with our neighbors.
Potentially.
Potentially. I mean, our neighbors are not going to go anywhere, but I mean, it's not like they're moving, but they're changing. And then,
changing.
Yeah, and around the world too. And CKW has been around for, you know, so long. And it's because of our listeners. They help make that possible. They help us to navigate that uncertainty. They help to make sure that even in times where we might experience quote-unquote revenue hardships, the listeners are there to offer us that stability. And that's why when we say now is the time to donate, now is the time to show us that stability and show us the way forward and make sure that we are going to be safe on whatever rocky road is ahead. You know, we only ask for... This is about 20% of our overall budget, the $60,000 right. goal that we have. And every dollar that you donate, listeners, helps us to steer clear of any potential, well, icebergs or whatever it is that might be affecting the station in the future.
Yep, exactly. And it's the one time of year that we're asking for contributions to help keeping the station, keep it running. And so, yeah, we're reaching out to our listeners that are longtime listeners of CKUW, new listeners. We know we get more and more new listeners every year. And so this is your first fund drive. This is your first opportunity to jump in and be a superstar and contribute to CKUW. There's lots of great ways to help out, and your money goes a long way in helping keep the lights on and keep the station stay up to date, stay into the ever changing world of technology. Technology is always evolving, and so we got to keep up with that. Keep the airwaves sounding clean and clear and available to all of our listeners.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Call now 204-774-6877 and talk to someone who's waiting for your call right now, able to make it so easy on you to just pull out that credit card, read a couple of numbers, and boom, donation is done. You can get tax receipt or one of our many incentives, including our friends card.
Oh, now, Jody, the friends card.
I'm going to ask you to tell me about the friends card in a moment, but before we do that, can I get another round of our game in here?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that people want to hear about the friends card. They do. It's one of the best values of incentives you can get.
I can't wait to tell them about the friends card. It's the best. But yeah, let's listen to another tune and see if I can guess what kind of level this is.
Sounds good to me. So if you're itching to find out what's on that friends card, go to ckw.ca/donate and it'll have everything on there. But we will tell you about it in just a few short minutes. For now, a round of our game. The challenge is... Jodri and listeners, identify the vibes of this song. Is it a fire stage, a ice stage, or a boss fight? If you get it correct, great job. If you don't, you up your donation, whatever you're comfortable with. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Here it is. Ooh. Only on Squareway. CKUW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. banger there on Square Wave, CKW 95.9 FM. For your Fun Drive show, it's me, Dustin, and it's my buddy, Jodry.
Hello!
And we're playing that game we love to play, which is identify the vibes of that song. Was that a fire stage of a video game, an ice stage, or a boss fight? Tell me now, Jodry, and if you get it wrong, that donation has got to go up.
That was a pretty sweet banger. I'm guessing due to the intensity and the awesomeness it was, I'm going to say it's a boss stage.
Yeah, you're getting them this year. You're doing this one. Ooh. I cannot believe it. That is Sonic the Hedgehog 3 again. We went back to that classic. Incredible music on that one. Did you know that was the one that Michael Jackson worked on?
Really?
Yeah, a bunch of legal issues made it so that he could never talk about it, and Sega couldn't talk about it. But then I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, it came to light that, yeah, this had definitely happened. And, as a result of some contractual issues and, of course, Michael Jackson's legal issues, let's just put it at that, I guess, the whole thing kind of fell apart. So they had to take a lot of what they had done and bring it over to... basically have new composers work on it and translate a lot of the songs. A lot of this is believed to be very much close to what Michael Jackson and Brad Buxer worked on. In fact, the last song that I played for you, Ice Cap Zone, two songs ago, rather, that one is literally attributed to Brad Buxer, who's one of the producers for Michael Jackson. So lots of interesting facts there. Yes.
Oh, man. You learn so many things about video game music on Square Wave, don't you?
I mean, wow. I don't.
I mean, I do. I sure do. but really cool.
Thank you. Yes, as cool as all that is, the coolest thing here today is CKUW 95.9 FM, because they are the radio station that we love and the radio station that carries my show. It carries my show.
That's right.
It's nothing better
than
that. Yeah,
how awesome is them to give you a full hour on the Square Wave every week? That's awesome.
They do. To their chagrin, I'm sure. but we're here asking our audience to give generously this week to the station, CKW, because like we alluded to a moment ago, we really truly believe in it, and we think that it's worth your donation. We talked already about some of the reasons why you might want to donate, like to help us see through some uncertain times, and you've always been there. You know, we really count on our listeners as well. Of course, the great programming that you love, the diversity of music and the diversity of voices that you love, the local focus that you crave when it comes to a radio station like this. But there's so much more, so many more great reasons to give and give generously. But if I could, I think I want to just take a moment and just talk money for a minute. Okay.
All right.
So I don't really believe in hiding how much we earn or spend. And so in the spirit of that, I want to be fully disclose CKW's annual expenses. It's about $245,000. And that means if you do some quick maths, it costs about $670 a day to run this station.
Right.
And as I said earlier, the money that we receive from our donations at FunDrive, $60,000, if we hit that, it accounts for just a little over 20% of our overall budget. But we do rely on that. That is built into our budget. And normally, you may not have known this or may not have assumed this, we get no money from the university or from the government. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah. I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. We rely on our listeners to donate to make sure that we don't come up short at the end of the day.
Right.
Now, last year, we had our donors pledge to us $60,073. Just incredible. Just an incredible amount.
Big number. That's awesome.
Yeah. Last year, my show hit $700, and I would love to exceed that. If you're wanting to step up the plate, now's the time to help me. But the average donation last year, $85. Over 700 people donated to CKW last fund drive. Right?
That's awesome. That's a great number.
That's right. Now, why am I telling you all this?
Well, I don't know. Like, what do our listeners get?
This is a rhetorical question.
Okay, all right. I was waiting for that pause. Okay.
It's because I want you to know that donating to CKUW is not an uncommon thing. Our listeners choose to support CKUW year in and year out. You are a CKUW listener. And that means that you keep coming back to the station because it offers something, right? Whatever that means to you. And if you keep listening, we will give you another 100 reasons by this time tomorrow what that thing might be. But that thing that we offer, other stations and other services like Spotify, YouTube, they don't have it. They don't offer it. That's why you come here. And that's why I donate each year. And I know that's why you do too, Jordy, because you believe in the station. You know that it has special programming. You know that it's valuable to you at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yep.
And all those 700 people who donated last year, a little over 700, I want to be clear, they agree, right? They believe in this offering something to them that's worth their money. So it's not uncommon. It's not unusual. It's not crazy at all. And if you haven't ever donated to CKW before, I want you to join that club. We want to hit 1,000 individual donors. That's a lot up from last year. We're still trying to hit 60,000. If you can't donate the average of 85, that's fine. But what I would encourage you to do now is call in and donate $35 and get a friend's card, because that's going to be the best value you can get on your donation.
Excellent. Yeah, I'd love that. Call us now. It's 204-774-6877. Now, Dusty, you mentioned this friends cards, and to some of our new listeners out there that you might not know, this might be their first fun drive. What's a friends card?
A friends card is simply a piece of paper that you carry around with you that says you are a friend and supporter of CKUW. And when you carry this special piece of paper around that verifies that you are a supporter of CKUW, then you get wonderful discounts at many very cool shops, local shops right here in Winnipeg, to get you things that you want, like food at the Yellow Dog and discounts on records at numerous record stores around the city, as well as a ton of other stuff. Let me go grab one. I've got one over here. Hold on. You tell them. You tell them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, I'm excited to announce that we got some new partners with the Friends Card this year. Some new additions are Fionn's Grant Park. You get a discount on food and beverages. They're also new to it is, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Aidha Bakery Worker on Ellis. So you got food and drink, you got some entertainment, you got some other shops, record stores, you got the Cinematheque downtown, park alleys. We got
bowling. I love bowling. Yeah, park alleys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Argy's Records, Dooley's Records, Into the Music, Old Gold.
Yeah, I mean,
and Frenchies. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I'm looking at this one. I grabbed an old one, dude, and I'm telling you, two or three of these aren't around anymore.
I should look on the website. We'll be up to date.
Because on the website, ckw.ca/donate, that'll have all the latest stuff for you to
there
check
you
out.
Go.
See those discounts you're going to get. Because, like, honestly, I tell you what, man, for every time I've used it to get discounts or used it for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have at least two more times where I've walked into a shop, tried to buy something, saw a sign that says, if you have your friend's card, you get a discount, and kicked myself because I didn't have it. So,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I just keep it in my wallet all the time.
It's what you want to get.
It's the size of a credit card, so I just leave it with my credit cards. Away you go.
Okay, Jodri, it's time for another round of our game. Are you ready?
Aw, yeah. Let's play that game.
Okay, here it is. We're going to do another a song from a video game, and it's your job to identify whether this is a song from a fire stage, an ice stage, or a boss fight. All right, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. My ears are tuned and ready for some action.
Here we go. Let's check this out right here on Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM Fun Drive. A hit, a hit. Drum and bass. Is there anything better? Answer's no. Answer's no. Oh, okay. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. It is Fun Drive, and Jodri and I play a game every Fun Drive. And this year's game is, was that a fire stage song, an ice stage song, or a boss fight theme? And now it's your job to tell me, Jodri, or if you get it wrong, you got to up your donation. Haven't been able to fool you yet, but have I got you this time?
Maybe. I don't know. I was bouncing between ice and boss, but I'm going to say boss level. Was that a boss level?
I finally got him.
Oh,
that was
no!
an ice stage. That was Iceberg from Kirby's Dream Land 3, also for the Super Nintendo, by Jun Ishikawa. What an incredible
artist.
That
sounds like an intense ice level.
Yeah, you know what that sounds like to me? Bomberman Hero. It sounds like the entire soundtrack of Bomberman Hero. Just like insane drums and you just like eclectic sounds. I love the horns on that one. Very Kirby. Just a great track.
Yeah, no, that's very cool. For how much ice was in that level, man, I was sweating over here. Holy cow, that sounded intense.
Song was called Iceberg. Okay, I want to talk about one more reason that you might want to choose to support CKW. And of course, there are many, many great reasons. I want to reiterate that you should donate to CKW for this Fun Drive. But let me talk about one that you might think about. Okay. You might want to think about. Okay. Let's talk about values. Jodri, you know, I love values.
Yeah. Yeah. You love values.
I love values.
We're talking about it.
It's great value in values. So I read a news story last week because I'm also a news junkie. I'm a bit plugged in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline was, obsession with growth is destroying nature, 150 countries warn. And that was on politico.eu, if you want to check that one out. Here I have the first line of that story. Not to bring you down, but it says here, more than 150 countries, including China, India, and the European Union, have signed off on a report that warns focusing on unchecked economic growth is contributing to the destruction of global biodiversity. Well, you know me pretty well, Jodri, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
What are my thoughts on the ownership class?
You don't like them.
No, well, that's true. That's true. You're right. And,
yeah.
You know, even if you wanted to call me an anti-capitalist, I would say, go ahead.
You're an anti-capitalist.
Oh, you don't say. I'm a bit of an avid one, actually. Just, you know, I'm just out here.
What should we do with the rich?
I have a few ideas. But okay. For now, though, we're talking about CKUW because as much as I am an anti-capitalist, so is CKUW, okay? Now, let me ask you this. This is one of our values. Anti-capitalist is one of CKUW's values. It's true. And let me ask you this. Can you name any other anti-capitalist radio stations in Canada?
Nothing comes to mind, no.
No, eh? Okay. How about an anti-capitalist TV station?
That sounds like an oxymoron.
And a newspaper? Just any newspaper that fits the bill, really.
The newspaper's got advertising, so I don't think so.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. And you think those values, you know, amongst people our age, the ones who recognize that, like, the insatiable desire to provide shareholder value is just not sustainable in the long run. It's actually harmful. I think that's, like, not a particularly rare insight these days. And yet, we can't name a single anti-capitalist network besides, like, this one, CKW, right here. And I wonder why that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Asking big questions here, Dusty.
Thank you. The big questions. Now, that is just one of the values that I share with CKW, but there are so much to CKW than that. Trust me, that is not the biggest thing in the room. CKW is also marginalized voices. It is also Winnipeg's arts and culture scene and outside of the norm. What you don't see in the free press arts section. What you don't see on billboards. And also underground and uncensored thoughts and voices. And it's always been that way. So...
Mm-hmm.
If that matters to you, right, that's why you're listening. And I know you want to see those values continue far into the future. And so I encourage you now, listeners, to call in and donate to show your support for those values because they align with you.
That's right. So listeners, if you're wondering how do you call us, here's the number. It's 204-774-6877. Give us a shout, and our volunteers will help work with you to make a donation that works for you and your budget. And you can split it up. You can make multiple payments. You can go for as much as you want. And by saying thank you to making a donation, we have some pledge rewards. We got some awesome things like this. This t-shirt this year looks awesome.
Yep. Can't wait to wear that one.
Yeah, at the $75, you get a Fun Drive t-shirt and a friends card. Anything above $35 gets you that friends card we were talking about earlier.
Yep, and there's more incentives that we're going to be able to talk about next week when we're back during the same time and hopefully live in the studio, so make sure you check that out. But for now, Jodry, we have to wrap up this show. We've only got a few minutes left. I want to know, are you open to a speed round?
Speed round? All right. Yeah, okay. I'm all about the speed, so let's do it.
Here we go. We've got a speed round, a lot of songs in this one. We're going to try to get through it as quickly as possible, and your job, Jodry, is to tell me, is this an ice song, a fire song, or a boss song from a video game? Are you ready for this rapid fire round where you, if you miss them, you gotta up that donation, son?
Yep, that's right. I've already upped it one time, so my ears are dialed in and I'm ready to go. Let's
do it. Here we go. Speed round begins now. What does this sound like to you? Thinking about it? You humming and hawing on this one? Can't waste all the time. We don't have too much time.
Ice level.
No, sir. This is a fire stage.
Ah!
That's right. Let me bring this down. That was a Lava Reef Zone, Act 1. Also, that's from Sonic and Knuckles. More Sonic music on the show.
Lots of Sonic today.
Next round. You ready?
Yep.
Here it is. What do you think of this one? What are we listening to? What are we liking? Is it fire, ice, or boss?
This sounds like a boss level.
You're wrong. It's a fire stage. It's Firefield from F-Zero.
Dang.
You ready for the next?
Yep.
Ooh. Sounds so good.
On an ice level.
No, sir, this one's a fire stage as well.
Oh my god, so many.
Okay,
fire.
On to the next round here. We've got a few more.
Okay,
now what are we listening to? Does this feel to you chilly? Does that feel hot, or does that feel intense?
Sounds pretty intense to me. I'm going to say boss level.
Boss level? No. Wrong once again, Jodry. We're getting on this one.
Oh, no.
That was Whiteland from F-Zero as well. Yeah, I'm ready to get you. Are you ready for a couple more? We're almost done here.
These are hard. Okay, let's do it. Oh. Heavy metal guitars. This has got to be a boss level.
You think this one's a boss stage?
Yeah, I'm willing to double down here. This is a big boss level.
Boss level, great job. This one is a boss level. This is by Takeshi Yoshida, and it's off of Thunder Force 4.
Nice.
All right, next one. Intense again. Right? Or maybe it's...
Sounds pretty intense.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm saying boss level again.
Okay, let's do it just for another moment. Let's make sure we're feeling it. Here comes now.
Wow. Yeah, this has got to be a boss level.
That is indeed a boss level. It's funny, that one. That is called Last Springsteen. And you might think, why is it called Last Springsteen? Well, it's the last boss of Contra Hardcore. And what's Bruce Springsteen's nickname?
The boss.
You got it, buddy. You got it. So it's Last Springsteen. But that was not the last Springsteen. Here is one more on the speed round. Are you ready?
Okay, let's go.
Tell me on the last one here. Is this a fire, an ice, or a boss stage? You might want to give it another second here.
I'm leaning towards fire.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say fire on this one.
Oh, this is so good. This is from a game called Genocide. And this song... Let me bring it down here. And this song, Jodri, is called Burning. But it is stage one boss. It is a boss fight song. Yeah, you do not get a point for guessing fire on that one. Even though the name is Burning, it is a boss fight. So
does the boss fight take place in a fire level?
It doesn't matter. It's a boss. I got him with the last one, too. What was your final score?
Not good. I think I only got one of those.
Well, you know what to do, buddy. You got to up your donation
for those
wrong answers.
Looks like that donation is going up and up and up. Holy
moly. And if you were playing along at home, it would be really cool if you wanted to call in now. Donate to CKUW 204-774-6877. Tell them you lost the game and you are prepared to donate whatever you are prepared to donate. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We should be back in the studio next week. On behalf of Jodri and myself, thank you very much for listening to Square Wave, and keep listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.